For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Russ McKinney. When the state Senate reconvenes next week, it will begin its third week of debate on the Omnibus School Improvement Bill. For the past 2 years, it's been the General Assembly's first priority. It aims to update an array of state policies to produce better educated students and, perhaps most importantly, shore up the teaching profession to keep good teachers in the classroom and entice new teachers to the profession. Increasing education funding and higher teacher salaries will be a key part of next year's state budget. But the separate improvement bill now pending in the Senate deals with policy changes for districts, administrators, and teachers. Many teachers feel they've been left out of the crafting of the bill, maintaining if the state wants to make real education improvements, they must begin in the classroom. And teachers know better than anyone what is needed. This week, the Senate voted to remove the so-called Teacher Bill of Rights from the bill, something teachers support and already approved by the House of Representatives. It contains a number of rights teachers feel they should be entitled to, such as a safe work environment, more disciplinary authority, less burdensome paperwork, and policies described as reflecting more respect for teachers by school and district officials. Most senators felt carving out a special set of rights just for teachers could cause problems and could create a host of unintended legal issues. Senate Education Committee Chairman Greg Hembree urged his colleagues to remove the Bill of Rights from the bill.
To grant a Bill of Rights to one particular group creates a host of unintended consequences, even though it sounds very appealing.
Buford Senator Tom Davis argued in vain for the Bill of Rights to stay in the education bill.
Only after those basic fundamental things that are necessary for that teacher to be effective, to maintain discipline, to be safe, to have planning time, to not to have undue paperwork, these are fundamental things. And yes, I do think that we have to give teachers particular rights in that classroom. Because what we've been doing, ladies and gentlemen, hasn't been working.
Hundreds of teachers descended on the State House this week, lobbying senators to tune in to their concerns. North Charleston High School teacher Mevish McIntosh used her last leave day of the school year to come to Columbia.
With the right amendments in place, and I believe with the Senate and the House taking their time to listen to us and taking the time to make the changes that we've been asking for since last year and for many years, honestly, that there are possibilities of us working together across party lines to make this bill best for kids in our state.
Kathleen Lowe, a teacher at Hanahan High School near Charleston, says any new improvement policies enacted in Columbia will land on the state's classroom teachers.
We are actually the people that are going to implement this plan. And so it's almost like I teach physics. So, you know, for me, it's always like, what's the theory and like, what's the experiment? And to me, these guys are kind of coming in as theorists and not understanding that we're actually going to have to put this in play and show that it works and experiment, right, in the actual lab in the real world. And so we're just coming forward with some things that are actually, I mean, you're just not going to be able to reproduce, you're not going to be able to create, we're not going to be able to implement.
The social media-based teachers group SC4Ed claims its numbers now include almost half of the state's 60,000 teachers. It's considering another mass rally at the State House this spring if it feels the improvement bill doesn't afford teachers enough respect. Another controversial part of the school bill expected to be debated next week is the proposed moving up the school start date to the second Monday of August from the current third Monday. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Russ McKinney in Columbia.